Thank you, Brother Gil. Morning, church. God is good. All the time. That's good. Morning, Bishop, Pastor Noreen, leaders, everybody inside. Just a word of encouragement, really, for everybody. Just those struggling with issues and issues of life, feeling brokenhearted, downtrodden, possibly at the brink of breaking point. I think everybody's been there. All I can encourage everybody to do is hang on in there. Just hang on in there. You know, I can give testimony. It's been very, very hard, you know, handing over your life to somebody, you know, somebody you don't see, somebody you can't see. You just need to believe. You just need to not even believe, go part, know that he's there. He's looking over you. He's watching over you. For me, he's made a way when I thought there was no way. You know, when you hit that brick wall and you just think, what can I do? And he's just made a way for me. Psalms 27:14, you know, wait unto the Lord and be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Sister Cheryl was talking about jobs for her son and whatever. Since September last year, I've had three jobs. Not comfortable. On the roads, really horrible. And I've taking it to the Lord. You know, Lord, get me the job I want. I've finished with the last company June. So I've sort of worked like 3 months, stopped for a month, worked for 3 months, stopped for a month, just trying to find the right job. And this month, you know, the bills are mounting up and everything, and I took it to the Lord. And I remember, was it Monday or Tuesday? I think I phoned Sister Bev as the call came in, and I literally broke down in tears, you know, just carrying the pressure. But I was offered a job. The job that I wanted, you know, supervisor stepping up. And you know, it's back to that scripture. You know, wait unto the Lord. Sometimes it just got to be still. It's so difficult. It is so difficult to stay still and just wait for that word. Sometimes, you know, you can feel everything closing in on you. The bills dropping on the doormat and everything like that. But no, you need to have faith. You know, the last year it has been like a roller coaster, not going to lie. There's a lot of changes. You know, me and my partner, we just got married, my wife. Maybe too much in such a short space of time. However, you know, you could never imagine that things would be sort of so difficult. I remember speaking to probably all the married couples in Alpha and Omega, and they're telling me it's hard. Marriage is hard. And it's not. Who feels it knows it. The moment you step into those shoes, I know, obviously, being a child of God, born again, that what I realize is we are under attack. We, you know, the focus is on us for a reason. And it's something that somebody mentioned yesterday in the men's meeting. If the devil didn't know the cross was going to be a problem, he would have never let it happen. Yeah, so thank God for the cross. That's all I can say. Thank God for Jesus. Just going on, you know, there's been so many hurdles, obstacles, you know, disappointments, like I say, spiritual attacks. So early on, you know, I just can't believe it. And like I say, if it wasn't for the name of Jesus, you know, possibly things would have broken down a long, long time ago. Possibly my marriage would have been a statistic, but through his grace, you know, we're still hanging in there. My wife isn't here today, but I, I'm you know, I'm telling her all the time, you know, it's the Lord. From the day before we crossed the threshold, you know, I said it's down to the Lord. If we did make it, it's down to the Lord. So we're still here and battling, and I'm glad. Ephesians 6:12, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. People, we really, really need to understand that. Sometimes we battle with one another, and that is the wrong battle. The battle is in the, you know, it's up there, and this is where we need one another. We need to cling to one another. We need to, the word, we need to read the word. We need, you know, I could do a lot better myself. Getting to these meetings, it's been difficult. As Brother Gedul would say, you know, we have a Wednesday and we have a Friday. So I'm doing my best to get to them. But I encourage everybody, try and make it. We need the word. We really, really need that word to work in us. You know, when that time comes, when our back is against the wall, we can utter the word. We can rebuke it. We can loose it. So we need that word. Again, Ephesians 6:13, wherefore take on unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. We need the whole armor. Those fiery darts continue. Whether you're sleeping, whether you're up, whether you're working, those fiery darts continue to come. And I realize being in the Lord, the darts, them are bigger than I ever could imagine. So, you know, I praise God for my walk, my journey right now. What I've learned to do since coming to Alpha Christian Fellowship is to pray and understand the importance and the purpose of prayer. It's helped me to develop a connection with the spiritual realm and an appetite for the word. Prayer and reading the word has helped me protect my family, sustain my marriage, giving me wisdom and understanding that that has opened doors that were never opened to me before. Experiences, privileges, and favor from the Lord that I never expected. You know, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not onto thine own understanding. 3:6, in all things acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That's one of my favorite ones. I just want him to direct me in this world. It is full of hurdles. Sometimes we think we could do it all by ourselves. We don't need anyone's help or advice. That's until we can't go no further. You might feel it's time to quit, time to give up, get out of the way. But when you begin to trust in the Lord, mighty things begin to happen. Psalms 37:5, commit thy way to the Lord. Trust also in him, that he shall bring it to pass. The prayer meetings where we write our little things and we put it in the hat. I haven't been for a while, but I do miss that time. And we prayed on those things and I've seen them come to pass. So I'm here as testimony. Prayer does work. It certainly works, people. Again, we must only believe, but know that he is God and he is real. Yeah. Hebrews 1:1 explains faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We need to understand this. Only thing, we submit ourselves to the Lord, live by his commandments and statutes. Remember, this is justified by his son, Jesus Christ, who was sent down to teach us and eventually die on the cross so that we could be redeemed and have redemption, restoration. Romans 11:6, but without faith, it goes on, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he cometh to God We must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. People, we need to keep on seeking him. We need to keep looking for him. We need to continue to pray for him. When your back is against the wall, there is no one there, no one else to turn to. That's when it's time to diligently seek him. Church, we need to call on him. You know, open your eyes, open your heart, open your minds. Open your mouth. Sometimes we'll sit there and the scriptures and the words and everything will go through our mind, but he's not hearing you. We need to open our mouth. If we need to get on your knees. I've been finding myself doing these things just automatically. Just get on your knees. Lifting up your hands. Crying out to the Lord. Apparently he likes it. When you're at your weakest, that's when he comes in and delivers. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Yeah. Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I'm fortunate and honored to have joined and performed with the ministry's worship team that has really helped me to develop and be the person that I am now. You know, it's been one of the most exciting and illuminating times of my life, and I'm justified and sanctified by that move. I just want to give thanks to Bishop, Pastor Noreen, the leadership. Can't forget Pastor Nikki and Pastor Phelan as well. These guys were really instrumental in my development and understanding of true worship, true praise and worship, and the transformation from a worldly soul, somebody's the up and down the street and whatever, into a spirit calling, bass playing, rhythm, drumming, born again Christian. Like I said, my gratitude goes to Bishop and the leadership, Brother Sam and the rest of my brothers here in the band, and the ladies from the choir, and I am so glad to be with them. All I can say, people, is just to encourage you in the Lord. When things look bad and it doesn't look like it's going to happen, give it to the Lord. The battle is not ours, it's his. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.